Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 15th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite care and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Had an absolutely gorgeous week this week for campers. We had hundreds of campers coming out from special education classes from throughout the area. They enjoyed archery, arts and crafts, train rides, zip line rides, and much, much more. Campers in particular came from Boulder Peak, Harding, Prairie Heights, Maple Grove, Clayton Ridge, and Mid Prairie Schools. Our travel program have been off and extremely busy here for last week. They went last weekend to the play That Goes Wrong in Cedar Rapids. The comedy whodunit play was enjoyed by the group as the storyline goes from bad to utterly disastrous. The group enjoyed a great meal before the performance and had a wonderful time. This past week, our campers that travel have been down in Branson, having a wonderful time with all that Branson has to offer, from the great food, train rides, shopping, musical performances, and much, much more. Last weekend was our family camping preview day, and this is an opportunity for parents and campers to come from all over and see what Camp Courageous has to offer. Our family that came the furthest distance came from Kansas City, Missouri. They had tried many camps down in that area, and they heard that Camp Courageous was the very best, and they wanted the very best for their special needs child. Swimming in Camp Courageous Aquatic Center is a huge part of Camp Courageous, and for many campers, it's their number one activity. Here is Aquatics Director Lisa Twitchell talking about Camp Courageous' aquatics program and why she loves being here.
My name is Lisa Twitchell, and I am from Keokuk originally, Iowa. I graduated from Iowa State University, came back to Keokuk for a while. I have worked at the Y in Keokuk as an aquatic director. I worked at the Fort Madison Y as an aquatic director. I worked for the school district. I did high school boys, high school girls swim team. I've done Y swim team. I also then did manage the Keokuk pool on two different occasions, and I have also managed the Hamilton, Illinois, which is right across the river from Keokuk, their pool also. I also ran a group home in Keokuk for disabled adults, and I have always worked with Special Olympics. I was a Special Olympic coach. I was a Special Olympic coordinator. So for the majority of my career, when I was in the school system, I was working with BD students at the middle school level. So I've always kind of kept my foot in the door mostly with that population, because I just love working with people in general. I worked in college at Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines, and it was kind of always a goal of mine to do that, and life just kind of got in the way. And so one of the directors here is from Southeast Iowa and got a hold of a gal down there who I knew, and they knew I had the qualifications, and I said, okay, it's always something I've always wanted to do, so I'm at a point in my life now where it's time to do it now or never. And so I came up here thinking, let's just check this out. And I mean, the minute that I drove up to camp, I just absolutely was awestruck, I guess you would say, about how amazing the facilities are, how nice all the people are up here, how hard everybody works, and it's just like a little diamond in the rough, I guess, out in the middle of nowhere. So I have been hired as the aquatic director. I am so fortunate that I have an assistant in Casey, and then I also Jocelyn, who's now the program director, was also here before me, so it's so nice to have two people to help me get through this first year, to kind of get through the routine of camp and see what's going on. And it just amazes me the maturity level of some of the program staffers here that are so young, because I don't think that I was ever like that. And the fact of Katie saying, yeah, we may stick you in some activities sometimes. And so then for spring break training, when I went rappelling and I went rock climbing, it's been really fun to do some of those activities and try to keep up with these young kids.
Thank you, Lisa, for your dedication and hard work. You can see why Camp Courageous is so fortunate to have Lisa on the staff. Weather permitting, the 18-hole accessible miniature golf course project is expected to be done towards the end of May, available for summer campers. All the concrete work is now complete. All the obstacles are in for the most part. This next stage is our landscaping stage, and a big thank you to Royce and Jeff Pitlick for taking on the landscaping After that will come the actual carpeting of the area, and they'll be opened up for campers. So we're all real excited about that. The 15th annual Camp Courageous Iowa Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Gathering will be Saturday, April 29th, down at the Hanson Football Performance Center. It'll start in around 8 o'clock in the morning, go till noon. You must RSVP if you want to be a part of that. It's an incredible activity. A big thank you to our board member, Glenn Haskin from Dubuque and Molo Oil, for sponsoring this event. It's a treat to have Peg Slusher out to camp this past week to take a look at our new medical ranger. This was designed by Simon's Fire Equipment and Repair up in Farley. They did an exceptionally good job and gave us a wonderful donation as far as part of that. This is kind of in memory of John Slusher. Our big fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is going well up in Manchester at 1121 East Main Street. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the shoppers up there and all of our volunteers. This coming Saturday, a week from today, will be on April 22nd, will be the Monticello Pizza Ranch benefit for Camp Courageous, where 50% of the proceeds from dining in or carrying out go to Camp Courageous. And we appreciate all of our good friends at Pizza Ranch for making that possible. Memorials this past week includes Mike Street from Cedar Rapids, his wife of 66 years. Maury died a short while back. Also, Nicole Dickerson from Aurora, Illinois, an incredible person, teacher, died in a tragic accident. And Ruth Carthy from Iowa City, a great supporter of Camp Courageous. Our need of the week are Expo markers. They're for dry erase boards. We appreciate any support there. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.